app. Interviews and insights with the coaches. Hosted by the WAKM Sports Team. Sports Director Stormy Mitchell, joined by Terry Merrill. It's a conversation with the coaches and previews of upcoming matchups. It's now time to head to Stroud's Barbecue and to the Coach's Corner.
I wouldn't have picked out a lineup. I was there with basketball players.
This is Radio Close to Home, WAKM, Franklin, Tennessee.
Good evening, everybody. Stormy Mitchell. This we are at Coach's Corner from Stroud's Barbecue. Yes, earlier we were at the Glass House at Murphy Center, but sometimes you just got to have some barbecue from Stroud's Barbecue. And I've got my wife's favorite coach right here, Coach Greg Shirley from Brentwood.
There you go.
There you go. And anytime I mention Stroud, he and Coach Carter come running before I say, no, I wouldn't invite you. I was just going to suggest inviting you.
Hey, we had to be here.
Had to be here. Well, we've had a lot of fun going through this year. It's been a crazy year in basketball. Kind of an update in some of the girls' action. We will get to that. And as an update from the TSSAA, we need you to know that they have put out a statement, and it basically says, if you're a parent of a child and you're playing tomorrow for Nolensville, you can go the game. And siblings, grandparents, possibly, not suggesting if you're older and you should be going. My nurse to the left says, no, it's not a good idea. But the SEC tournament's been shut down. NBA's been shut down. Coach, your thoughts? I mean, seriously, I mean, this is open mic, open forum.
And I think it's new territory. So, I mean, I think you just got to, you know, respect people that have to make tough decisions. So, I'm kind of hearing things like everybody else is hearing things. And I'm sure, you know, it's tough for those teams that were getting ready to play the SEC tournament. And that would definitely make the NCAA tournament. But at the same time, you know, nobody knows exactly where this is going, so I'll respect whoever's making the tough decisions.
Yeah, I'm glad that's their call and not mine. Kind of an update from the girls' action at the Murfreesboro in Murfreesboro's weeks. Stowe Memorial took care of Science Hill. They will play the winner of Merville Whitehaven, which was Whitehaven. Whitehaven won by three. It was 69-66. Saw an excellent ball game between Bradley Central and Lebanon. Little Lebanon came in, who took care of the Patriot girls to get into the championship. Lebanon won, led by Addie Grace Porter. She had 28 points. She's about 5'4", and the girl is hard, almost unstoppable. And unfortunately, the Lady Bruins took it on the chin yesterday. They played Arlington, and Arlington won the ball game. Coach, I know Miles Thrash was really down. We texted back and forth with me, Osgood, some other players, and the ones that are coming back probably hit the court today and probably start some practice, just to think about it. But the rest of them, boy, the Trucial sisters, I've been watching them play 4 years, watching them bouncing up down the court. The girls could really play.
Well, I think that's one thing cool about Brentwood is that the boys and girls programs completely support each other. The three young men that you're going to talk to have good friendships with the girls on the team. Coach Miles, and myself, we have a great coaching relationship, and we definitely support the girls. I was there yesterday rooting them on. What a great season they had. Had both twins and Amelia and several of the other girls, Galen, and several of the other girls in my class as students. Just a remarkable season.
How tough is that as a teacher and a coach to sit back and be a spectator in a game of that with that crucial amount of importance on?
Well, I mean, while we are the same program, obviously Coach Miles had his team to coach, and I had my team to coach, and we would bounce ideas off of each other. But at the end of the day, Coach Miles and the girls made a great run.
They sure
did. And, at the end of the day, down the road, they're going to look back at all the success they had during the year. So just, very great season.
How long is it going to take them to get over this one?
We talked last night, and I told him it was not right afterwards, but it was a couple days later when you start thinking of maybe one missed shot or one opportunity. You know, but walking into Middle Tennessee State and making a state appearance is an experience in itself. It's something that they will always be proud of.
No doubt about it. That fourth foul on Emily Trucial early in the third quarter, right after halftime, that seemed to have just absolutely took the wind out of their sails.
I mean, Emily, Delaney, Amelia, you go down the list, Sophie, Caitlin, Kate, I mean, Chloe, they're just great girls. And losing Emily with her fourth foul early in the third quarter, obviously against a team that pressed as well as Arlington did,
yes,
it made it difficult. Brentwood put themselves in a in a position that they had a chance to pull out the victory, but give Arlington credit, they made some big plays when they needed it the most.
That's, I understand Terry Merrill sent me a text that he said that's the first time West Tennessee team has won a first round game,
in girls
action. So that went, whoa, okay. Let me ask this question about Miles Thrash. First of all, a player in his own right, tremendous player in his own right. What makes him such a special coach that he can relate? This is going to come out entirely wrong. I'm going to get in trouble with my wife. But he takes a game that I basically was geared to as a man. How can he translate that to these young ladies and do such a fine job with it?
I think he has a pretty calm demeanor about himself, but then he's strong when he needs to be strong. So, each person needs to be themselves. I mean, we're two different people that way, but he has been there as a player, and I'm sure that helps him being able to get the girls ready or his team ready for whatever situation they face.
Have you ever coached a girls team?
I coached girls flag football. Back in Florida.
Okay.
So I did coach girls flag football. I've coached boys basketball my whole life.
I was wondering, there's a safety right back there. She played safety on.
There you go.
Was it WKU or somebody back in college? Yeah, she was safety. She was fast and lean, She hits hard, Devastating hitter right there. Let me ask this question. How tough has it been? Of course, how do you keep up with schoolwork when there's no school? Are you doing stuff online? I mean, is that a question I can ask? Is that?
I think some teachers have done some things online. I will be ready to hit, when we get back to school, I'll be ready to get started full speed again, whatever day that is.
Is Mason Redner ready to take the test?
Mason said he studied. I was very impressed when he came in here. Jake actually said he studied too, so I was very impressed to hear that.
Did you believe him?
I was just impressed that they remember there was a test, actually. So
Mason's going, I don't know why I came over here today. I came over to get the banana. I only came in for the banana pudding. I'm already getting picked on. And he stuck a mic in his face. And what about last night? I guess it was last night. NBA decided to shut down. That was kind of took me by surprise.
Like I said, it's brand new territory. So it's completely new to me. And I think, obviously, when the players for the Utah Jazz contacted it, and I think that obviously probably sped up the process. And then one group after another made decisions from there.
As I'm going to get Coach Carter on here in a minute, because he's right involved in some kind of barbecue down there. I can't see what he's having.
Chicken nachos.
But he's having a good time with it. I understand Vince Jr. hit a three. I guess it may be his last game if they don't continue. Have you heard that or not?
I saw the replay on the ESPN. I saw the last shot that you're talking about.
I didn't get to see ESPN last night. My wife told me to keep the TV turned off last night.
I won't go there. That's why I'm her favorite coach.
That's we got Coach Greg Shirley here from the Brentwood Bruins, and we're going to have some fun today. We've got Jake Brock, Griffin Burke, and we've got Mason Redner. They're gonna enjoy some barbecue and some banana pudding first before they sit in the hot seat. Coach, looking back on this year, what a great job y'all did. I mean, I remember showing up at one game in December, one of the first games we did against Summit, and I kept looking around and I kept looking to the right, kept looking to the left, I said, "Gar, somebody," and there was one player short. We won't go into that, but I thought that your team played together. They came together in the most congruent fashion possible for youngsters and a team that missing a key, at that time was a key element.
Well, it's a special group of young men. I even look back at our last game against a very talented Hillsborough team.
What a game. I got the notes
down
from
10
it.
And we make a run, and they answered. I went back and watched it finally, just for myself. What an amazing game. And it really showed the character of the young men on the team that night, that even when they were down and looked like the game was possibly over, that we just continued to make play after play. It's a special group of young men that I've thoroughly enjoyed coaching. They worked hard. I think all three of the young men you're going to talk to were kind of happy with the game plan. If they had a chance to shoot it. And we went 14 for 29 from the floor that night. You know, two nights beforehand, we beat the top team, McGavick, that won the district in Nashville. And losing a tremendous player in Evan Drennan, when we lost him, who had an amazing season himself, it really kind of changed the dynamics of our team. So for us to come back 2 days later, and if we had a chance to shoot it, we shot it, and then we got back and battled as hard as we could. You know, these three young men, John Winley and some of the other young players that stepped up, Aaron Walton, Carter, you know, Ben Kaler, everybody that played that last game were underclassmen. So it just really shows the future of Brentwood is very bright.
That was my exact. That was my next statement. The future is very bright. Let's go back quickly to Evan Drennan. Saw him other night on crutches. I can't do HIPAA laws. Can't discuss too much, but I guess he's going to have surgery, and or maybe that meniscus will just kind of be like mine and just keep playing on it.
Well, there's just. I mean, first of all, Evan Drennan is an amazing young man. Just high character. Worked hard. You know, you mentioned not really knowing faces. He had the third most votes in the district for player of the year. Just had an amazing senior year. And he's one of the type of young men that I really feel made me a better person, having a chance to be around him, and actually all the young men that represented Brentwood this year. Huge part of our team. And he was there for him emotionally and mentally, you know, playing Hillsborough, and I know it was really tough for him not to be able to step on the floor, but just really proud of him as a young man. It shows what hard work can do.
You know, and speaking of hard work, because last year, not this, but last year, he really didn't get a lot of playing time. He was rarely off the bench, and the strides that he made through last summer with his footwork, he got to be one of the quickest post players. Of course, he's 6'3", he's more like a 3 or 4, But he played in the post. His footwork was as good as anybody I've ever seen.
You know, I think that even says more about his character. He was a talented player last year, and Ben Mills had an amazing, amazing year.
Mr. Hook.
And Ben Mills did so much for us that Evan just worked hard every day and competed hard every day, and he was ready for his opportunity when it came. I'm kind of excited about the couple of the young men that were behind Evan this year that I really think they could really step up and be a huge part of the future. So I think it's just a good sign, a testament of what a high school athlete that really puts their heart into it and the work ethic into it, what they can do.
Well, I was hoping you'd bring Dustin Bloom. We want to get some banana pudding on that young man, get some more weight on him. He's, 6'6" now?
Dustin Bloom has amazing potential. Great young man, great student. We had our father-son basketball dinner, and there was a big calculus discussion between him and John Winley that spent for the whole 2 hours. I'm not sure if any of these three men helped him with the calculus problem.
No, they're shaking their heads. No, they're immersed in banana pudding. They have no idea what calculus
means. Dustin Bloom has amazing, he has great potential, and he's a great young man himself. I'm excited about his future.
Also, Ben Kaler and Carter Patton, they came in and played a lot of time in the season. Both of them played a lot of JV ball, if I'm not mistaken.
They both led the JV, won their JV tournament. Freshmen won the freshman tournament. They both had great years. Ben and Carter were two of the leaders on the JV, had tremendous seasons. You know, several of them are multi-sport athletes. You know, Aaron Walton started.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing football, basketball,
great
baseball.
Great tight end. Great tight end.
He's a great baseball player, too.
I didn't know that. Was he catcher?
He started last year as a freshman on the varsity team. So he plays in the infield, and he pitches. He's a talented young man himself.
Wow. If he plays infield, he plays third then.
I think he plays second or short. Outfield. Oops.
Outfield. Well, he looks like catcher to me. I mean, well, but that's – well, he kind of plays three sports.
Well,
throw up your hands and surrender.
Aaron Carter and Jake are like the three musketeers. So that you see one of them, you see the other two.
Oh, that's good because, you know, we're going to ask some questions later when we get them on there. Jake's already going, oh, dear, I shouldn't have showed up. Well, here's what we're going to do. Before, we're going to keep you on the hot seat here. I know you probably like to eat, and your order's ready, and it's 5:15. It's Stroud's. It's a Thursday afternoon. The sun's out, and you can feed a family of four, $16.99 right here at Stroud's. You call it 615-595-0200, and you have Mark talk to Marshall, and he'll have your order ready. Come through the drive-thru. Coach Shirley, you're giving autographs, 6 o'clock tonight, free of charge?
6 o'clock, free of charge.
And they'll even let you take a picture of my beautiful bride, Jill, over here. No. So let's do this. Bud, let's take a quick two-minute break. Let's take 2 minutes. We'll be back on the other side with more of Brentwood Bruin basketball right here on AM 950. Oh, no, you are.
For a great pizza experience, Nashville Pizza is the place to be. Nashville
Pizza. Who doesn't love pizza? Well, for the best pizza experience locally, visit Nashville Pizza with 2 great locations in Franklin and Grassland. They really do have the freshest ingredients. The pizza dough is made daily and it's never frozen. It contains no sugars. Nashville Pizza has daily lunch specials with wonderful appetizers for starters. Get salads, sandwiches, slices, or just have a whole pizza. You'll find out why Nashville Pizza was voted as a finalist for Nashville's Best Pizza. 152 Watson Glen Shopping Center, Highway 96 East. Call 595-8001 or 2176 Hillsborough Road, Grassland, 591-7050. Nashville Pizza is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10, and Sunday, 12 to 8. Check out their website at www.nashvillepizzacompany.com. Now delivering in your area. And remember, for the best pizza, it's Nashville Pizza.
This is Ashley Hill, Chief Banking Officer for Franklin Synergy Bank. We're glad you've chosen to listen to WAKM, your hometown radio station. I wanted to share with you a quote from one of the football greats, Vince Lombardi. Coach Lombardi said, "People who work together will win, whether it be against strong football defenses or life in general." At Franklin Synergy Bank, we're a team working together. We're striving each and every day to be the best community bank in the nation for you. I believe our team of veteran bankers works hard to meet that goal. We would certainly appreciate the opportunity to earn your business, your support, and your trust. Stop in any one of our locations in Williamson or Rutherford County and let us show you why experience is the synergy difference.
Member FDIC.
Back at Stroud's. This is Stormy Mitchell. We're having a good time today at Coach's Corner at Stroud's Barbecue. And if you don't have any dinner plans, come on by. Like I said, autographs today with Coach Greg Shirley and Coach Carter, and a picture of my beautiful bride. No extra charge. We haven't charged $5 for that one. She just gave me the $5 sign. So, okay, she's worth it. I guarantee it. But come on by Stroud's. Enjoy some great barbecue today, or just come on in and tune in right to the rest of Coach's Corner. Coach, let's back up quickly. Coming into the regional tournament, first of all, is it over? I thought they did a real nice job in a very small gym. How did that small gym, or did it affect y'all at all?
It definitely, especially after being at Middle Tennessee State yesterday, comparing it to the Overton gym, it was definitely a small gym. It was two of our highest scoring games of the year against two very athletic teams in McGavick and Hillsborough. You know, within the district, everybody gets to know each other so much that you call a play and everybody's, you know,
they know
exactly what you're talking about and every tendency of every single player, you know. So it was a smaller gym, but I thought we were very successful. I thought we really represented ourselves very well.
Tell our listeners, going into the McGavick game, it's just like the players were tired. They just look like they were tired. And I said that to you. I said, it looks like they've been running and saying, John Wynn looked like he was out of gas. And what did y'all do differently to get ready for McGavick? And then kind of we'll talk about that game because that Monte Street, he had 13, that Marvin Hughes had 24 for them. Dylan Wade had nine. That was an impressive bunch of athletes.
Oh, very much so. You know, going 14-2 in our district and just the battle every night, I mean, the numerous games went overtime, and it was always down to the end. You know, first of all, what a great accomplishment. It's the first time that since I've been here in 5 years that we've won the regular season district championship for the best record. District tournament, I did not think was our best showing. Obviously, we put ourselves down early against an independence team that jumped out 20-1 after one quarter. I will never forget that.
I called the game. I was sitting there going, okay,
and
I can't believe it.
I think battling back, I think that definitely took a lot out of us. That, you know, coming back, and it was a great comeback that we had another overtime game against a very inspired, well-coached independence team. So for us to get that win and turn right around the next day and play, I do feel that we had our legs underneath us a lot better come regional tournament.
Yes.
And I think that shows a lot of the character, really, of this team, that when we hit a little, adversity and did not perform our best, that we were able to come out and play a McGavick team that had beaten Hillsborough and Cane Ridge by a lot of points in their district tournament to just be the best Brentwood team we can be. So I'm very proud of them for that.
Having watched McGavick, I guess, 4 or 5 years in a row, and a couple of these guys, I remember Monte Street, he finally became a senior. Hughes, I think, is a senior. The Dowling kid, the Wade kid, man, they just had talent. I mean, they look good getting off the bus.
Oh, very talented. Very senior-heavy team. Very, very senior-heavy team. And we definitely did a good job, I thought, stepping out and contesting and making them work for what they had to get, and did a great job getting back and making them play more of a half-court type system. And I thought we did a great job running our offense, although Griffin did an amazing job of getting us into the offense. I thought Mason and Jake, Evan had a huge game that game. John Winley was amazing.
At 23.
And both regional games, John Winley stepped up and had 23 points. I was just really proud with the teamwork and the intensity and effort that we showed those two games.
I love the balance in that game against McGavick. Winley 23, Griffin had 15, Jake had 8, 7 for Mason. Evan had 15, and Aaron Walton off the bench had 5. That's super balanced.
Very much so. That's what this team was built on that week.
That was good. What I distinctly remember, and y'all played on that Saturday. I'm sorry, I did 8 games in 2 days, and my mind was.
You talking about the districts?
Yeah,
Franklin.
No, it was in the region.
Oh, in the region.
Yeah, and the first shot John took was a 3-pointer from the left wing, about a 19-footer, and he nailed it. And I went, well, okay, now we're off to a good start. Fast forward to Hillsborough. What talent they've got. I mean, they've got, that. First of all, that the Ryan Wilcox kid, I mean, you might as well hand him some Windex and some Bounty, because every time he went up, he was up cleaning the glass. The kid could jump out of the gym. And without a presence of height, with Evan gone, how do you counterbalance that? And you'll stay with him.
You know, first of all, I'll give Coach Threed a lot of credit that they are very athletic, but they think they're also very skilled and play very much as a team. We felt that if we could make them work, that we would get good shots, and we put two new things in before that game and those two practices, and I thought we did a really good job of and gave ourselves a chance against a very athletic team. You know, one young man for them that really stepped up against us, hit a lot of shots that we knew he was capable of.
We knew
we had to cover JP, who was number one, who had a great sub-state game.
Is he a fabulous player?
He's a tremendous player. We knew we had a box out of 11 and Wilcox. Jalen, number four, very talented. Yeah, they're a very, very talented team. And like I said, to be down 10, to be down 7 less than 2 minutes and come back and tie it and put ourselves in the position, man, what a great representation the young players for Brentwood.
2 minutes and 240 was left. You called timeout at 61:54-ish, 53, no, 53 minutes. What did you tell them? Because, I mean, I'm going, it's not looking good. But y'all made a run. I mean, did come out. It was like not out of nowhere. But you guys, absolutely, the defense turned up, got several turnovers, made the baskets. What'd you tell them in the
time? You know, that's been a special thing about this group of young men. You know, a lot of times they're the ones actually making positive comments, like in that situation. I could see that there was no fear in their eyes that they were going to go out in this battle. We talked about just getting a stop. Let's keep pushing it. Push it up before. We got to get stops. We can't, you know, we got to keep the 5 second count on to put pressure on them, and they'll try to make plays. So it was more of a, hey, pick up the pressure, stay on them, attack early, and we'll be able to put ourselves in a position to get back into it. But there was a lot of positive comments coming from these young men right behind me. I could see in their eyes that they believed that they could come back and get the win.
We were right next to you. Our broadcast position was right next to the visitor's bench. And I remember Jill was sitting right behind us, and she was listening in the conversation, learning something, as we all do, listening to what you and Coach Carter were saying. And I remember a discussion on the way home. She goes, man, it's just amazing how in tune these young men were to the instructions that y'all were getting, how affirming y'all were, and how they took that, what you heard in that hustle, and translated it on that court against a very imposing team.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. That's why it's been such a pleasure to coach these young men, is they really care about each other, and it really goes past the definition of being a team. It really is a family.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. The one player that impressed me most, and we'll stop talking about your competitors, was J.P. Pegues. As a junior, I stopped him before the game, and I said, sir, I hope you're having good grades, and you go to college and play somewhere and get your education, because you need to be a coach, because you're already a coach on the floor, which is how he plays. And I know you've got a player back there that does the same thing. You want to comment on that?
On my player?
Yeah,
or J.P.?
Yeah, we're both. You came on both. J.P.'s a fine young man.
JP is a talented young man, and best of luck for him next week in the state tournament. But I think you're talking about Griffin Burke.
Yes.
You know, I will tell you this, when we were down 20-1 to Independence, you know, I had called a couple timeouts and had shared my displeasure of our execution and effort. During that
timeout. Is that what you call that?
that was my correct way of saying that. But during that timeout, you know, we were talking about cutting it down to 10, and you know, Griffin made a couple comments. I remember during that timeout, and we cut it from 20-1 to being an 11-point game at halftime, and down to 4. But every drill, Griffin's talking, telling everybody, you know, what to do and so forth. He is a great leader. All three of them are leaders in their own way. Griffin's definitely a verbal leader.
That's good. Well, y'all were down 20-1 and cut the second. I think you outscored them 16-8 in that second quarter and got back in the ball game. And
it was better than 1 point. I know that
for
sure.
Yes, yes. And I do recall this. And of course, after doing 31 games, 17 days, my brain's going, it's just kind of in a whirlwind. I do recall coming out of the third quarter that when the momentum really switched was the steals, the tips from behind the steals that Griffin made on the third quarter, which turned the momentum of the ball game.
And Jake Brock went crazy.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he hit that first three from the win.
Yeah, Jake came from football, and there's a couple where I would say, okay, you're allowed to take a shot from here or there. Then by the end, yeah, I had complete confidence. When he caught it, one motion shot the basketball, I think he was as good, if not the best shooter in Williamson County.
That's fun to watch, isn't it?
Very much so.
No doubt about it. Well, let's do this. We're going to take a one-minute break. We're going to put some of the men on the hot seat. I want you to stay right here. We'll bring them up one at a time. I'm going to let you introduce them to our listeners, and then we're going to put them on the Stroud's hot seat tonight right here from Stroud's Barbecue. But I need one minute, and come back. We're going to have some fun right here from Stroud's on Coach's Corner on AM 950.
This is Stormy, and we've got Deborah here from Franklin Orthopedic Sports Medicine. Deborah, some of your great thoughts about the great folks at Franklin Orthopedic.
Well, we're having a great time right now. This is the year that we are celebrating 20 years in business in our location. About 40,000 patients through the doors.
20 years already in the clock tower building?
I know. You know, something else that impresses me is that our staff, pretty much everybody has been there from the very beginning. That says a lot right there. And our patients like it because they feel like when they come in, they know who they're dealing with. And when they bring their family or they recommend their friends, they can say, y'all, it's not just the doctor, Dr. Cook, is so great. It's the staff. They say they treat you like family. And, you know, I just want to say this, too. I have several friends who call me and say, hey, can you get me in right away? I like to be the hero. I like to sound important. But the truth is, anybody can call and get in right away.
Hey, what's that number?
615-771-1116. You know, you're the hometown radio, and we're the hometown orthopedics.
Well, we're having a great time. It's Coach's Corner every Thursday afternoon during ball season, all the way, unfortunately, just through the end of March. Coach Shirley, think about that. I get off April, May, June, and July to rest this brain if there's anything up there. And this voice, I know there's nothing left, but imagine I'm going to have to come back here and pay for my Strouds, but it's worth it, though, wouldn't you say?
Oh, without a doubt. Always a good meal.
Appreciate Bud Sugg on the board at Studio A at 1333 West Main Street. Bud, appreciate you being there today, turning the dials and keeping us in smiles. Coach, I watched this young man step out on the floor against Summit back in December. I went, Mason Redmangers, number 24, and all of a sudden he's a three-point shot. I went, okay, we'll let him stay. Tell us about this young man.
The thing amazing about Mason, Mason's a tremendous shooter. Last year as a sophomore, he was dressing out for the varsity games, did not get much playing time, had a great JV season, had an amazing summer. But the thing that's really amazing about Mason is he became one of our best rebounders. He became a very good defensive player. He's made himself, I think, a college-level player. I mean, he all of a sudden the other day, he took one step and elbows were up over the rim, dunking the basketball.
This young man right here?
This young man right here. He is really a representation of somebody that really worked hard in the weight room and really has a desire to excel and had an amazing year for us.
Well, we tried to get some banana pudding on him. I told him he needed to gain, you know, some weight, but I think who's the weight coach? I mean, do you work with them in the weight room?
He has somebody else that he was working with individually on the weight program, but it's more just the dedication and the time that he puts in and the countless hours that he's shooting on the gun on his own and just a dedication to being the best player he can possibly become.
And, you know, from now until y'all kick off, when y'all start back in June, basically, with summer league?
We'll start right when school's out, we'll get started and go to several camps and so forth. He had an amazing summer last year. We had a couple people out, a couple people injured, and he really stepped up and had some huge games for us last summer. So I'm not surprised at all what he did. And I really expect him to take it even to another level next year.
I like that. All right. Just introduce him to our listeners, and then I'm going to have some fun.
Okay. Hey, this is Mason Redner. He's going to be a senior for Brentwood next year. Had a great junior season. Great young man. Great family. Just a pleasure to coach him. Here's Mason.
Mason, glad to have you today. I see you. I'm sorry, I got to do this, Coach. He came in. He's got on Franklin colors, Coach. Any comment, Mason?
I've been wearing sweats the past week, so I thought I'd look nice.
Oh, he dressed up for radio. Yeah, you'll learn. I got a face for radio. You can see why I'm on radio and not on television.
Yeah, as soon as I put it on, I thought of Coach Shirley, and I knew I was going to get this. Put myself through this.
Well, that's all right. Tell us about this. What's the main thing you learned from having Coach Shirley as your coach this year?
I knew, he had high expectations for, me and Griff and, Jake. Because me and Griffin, we knew we had to step up this year for Coach because we had to play, a lot stronger guards and bigger guards. And just having him be my coach is it's a great thing. I love practicing every day and, you know, doing drills and just learning from Coach Shirley because I knew he's been a basketball coach for a long time and he's got a lot of experience and stuff. So
he knows
really
his stuff.
Cool.
He does know his stuff.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's obvious. What about Coach Carter? Coach Carter, ever any words of wisdom in your direction?
Oh, yeah. Coach Carter motivates us every day to, just work as hard as we can. We got a word of the day at every practice, and he comes up with a great word. And
okay, you better pull one out that you remember. Let's see if he put. I'll put him on the hot seat. There you go.
I would say the most common one is family for sure.
Very good.
That's a quite often one we use, but I like it a lot.
I like that a lot. So what makes your Bruin teammates a family as opposed to maybe some other schools?
We bond just a lot, and we all go to the gym at nighttime, and like just we all shoot in the gun together, and we go eat like all the time, almost like every day actually, and just having a connection with them is just awesome. And yeah,
what's the one thing you're gonna take away from this year? Maybe good, bad, or ugly. I mean, the one thing that was tough on you this year that you're going to take away and remember. Because those are the ones that always stick in my mind.
Yeah.
I guess still got some from 71. We're going, oh, man.
Probably just that last game, honestly, without having Evan. I feel like that's the most tough thing for me because I knew he wanted to, you know, play in that game, and he would have done anything to play.
What about that? All right, think back to that last timeout. About 2:40, and wasn't the last one. The last ones were y'all down. I guess it was 7 or 8, and it was looking bad. They're 61, y'all 53, 54. I'm sorry, brain's gone. But I know the legs were gone. But how did y'all turn it up? All of a sudden, y'all came out almost with a extra bolt of energy. What was that? What caused it?
Well, we knew our season was on the line, so we had to like just give everything we had. I was crashing the glass as hard as I ever like did all season, trying to come up with every rebound. Just Griffin was just talking to us, you know, motivating us, have us like keep that spark going. And like Jake and then Griffin, John, like they're all hitting their shots. That obviously got us going, and we made a big run and came back.
It was great, and the overtime didn't turn out like you like. I thought we won't discuss the abysmal officiating, but I'll just the word abysmal pretty much summed it up. We'll go past that. Who was the toughest competitor you had to guard this year? But you probably wake up Mike going, oh no, I got to guard him again.
Honestly, I'm gonna have to say nobody.
Really?
Actually, well, against Franklin, I had to guard their center. He had like 100 pounds on me.
Was that Matt Jones?
Mason Jones.
Mason Jones. Yeah. He's a middle. Oh, he's a pulling guard. He's 6'4", 250.
I was trying to box him out, and
well, how'd that work?
Didn't work out the best.
I remember some of the matchups. I was 5-0, 100-0. Yeah, I was gonna say yeah.
Yeah,
you're speaking to the choir over here. Well, all right. You got a lot of work to do between now and next year. What are your expectations? Personal expectations. What are your goals for next year? Personal goals for this team.
Team goals? I got high expectations for us. We have 4 starters returning. And we have a lot of experienced guys that stepped up for us. So, I mean, I expect us to go to state and go to MTSU and have success.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'll be calling the ball game. I look forward to seeing that. Well, what about after? Have you got any college plans? Or have you thought about that yet? Or is that anything on the horizon? Or is that just too soon?
I've thought about it. I want to play college basketball.
Yes, you should.
I don't really know where yet.
Okay.
If I want to stay in Tennessee or, like, go to a different state, I don't know yet.
Okay, you keep that in mind. We're going to be watching you next year. You did a great job. You've really grown as a young man and love watching you play basketball.
Thank you.
That's Mason Redner, Coach Shirley. Get Jake over here. We're going to save Griffin for last. If he handles the ball, he can handle the pressure.
Without doubt.
Because, you know, we full court.
You might not get the microphone back. That might be the issue.
That's all right. We full court press the whole time, and that's all we knew, so we're going to put that on. All right, introduce Jake Brock here to our listeners, the hot shooting blonde-headed guard. I just came out of nowhere, and I thought, wait a minute. He just made 3 threes in a row in the first game I saw him. I thought, who is this kid?
Jake Brock had an amazing, amazing year. Came out after football season, made their run. Dad's a coach at the school, head of the track, and assistant football coach. Last year, contributed on the JV, but for him to step up on the big stage. And I remember when we played at Dixon County and both teams were undefeated.
Yeah.
that he started the game and made the first four threes. He went 4 for 4 at the beginning of the game. He's made himself a tremendous shooter. Tough young man. I've asked him to cover sometimes the toughest player from the other team. I really am looking forward to seeing him grow in every aspect of the game and making himself the best player he can possibly be. But what an amazing year he had. Shot way over 40% from the three, which is a great
That's amazing, yeah.
Especially when teams really started scheming to try to take his shot away. So just an amazing young man, first of all. Great work ethic is what Brentwood's built on, is young men like Jake Brock. Here's Jake.
Well, that's wow. Can you live up to that intro? That's pretty good.
I don't know.
Well, that's getting deep, wasn't it?
Sure.
All right, we'll start with a football question. You coach what position you play in football for Coach Ron Crawford?
I play strong safety.
Okay, and does his dad still coach the defense?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's Coach Tom Crawford. How old is he? About 112 now?
Yeah, probably pretty old. He coaches defensive line.
So you don't have to deal with him directly. Who's your coach?
Coach McHale, Ryan McHale. He's new this year. He's from California, pretty sure, and he came in this year. He was good for us. He was really smart on just coverages and stuff, and Coach Crawford did cornerbacks. So he was with me a lot, too. You know him. He's awesome
guy. Yeah, I know
Coach
Crawford. Yeah, he is now.
Yeah, you should hear Griffin's impression. Griffin's got
although I didn't know that.
Great Coach Crawford.
Oh, see, now that I've got one, we're going to say that. We'll save that for the last.
Yes, sir.
He'll be running suicides before the night's out. All right. What other sports you play?
I run track.
You run track? What do you run track?
I run the 100 and 200 and 4x1 relays.
So much talent, so much youth. It's wasted. All this talent's wasted on this youth. All right, what's your favorite sport? Coach Irvin, you don't have to answer that.
Football and basketball for sure.
Yeah, that was one congruent. What was one word, wasn't it? With about 8 syllables, that worked out
yes.
Great. All right, when you stepped on the court first time I saw you, yes, it started lighting up threes. When did you start playing basketball?
I started when I was young, probably kindergarten, and my dad's a football coach, like you said, and he was just always at football workouts when I was a little kid, and I would always just be in the gym and working on shooting and ball handling and stuff, and I don't know, I just fell in love with it.
Well, you ought to keep playing, keep shooting, and yes, speaking of that game at Dixon County, I remember 4 threes in a row. I went, well, first of all, what a tough place to play.
I know, it was crazy.
I mean, tell us about some of the I didn't ask this to Mason, but what's the toughest place to play or the two toughest places to play in Williamson County?
I thought definitely Dixon County. Like, when we got off the bus, walking into the girls' game hadn't even started yet. There wasn't a seat empty. It was
– Yeah, nuts.
Yeah, it was awesome to play in. But probably Dixon County and, I mean, Battle of the Woods is always exciting.
Yes, it is. What makes that so special?
Just the two crosstown rivals. I don't know.
You got a lot of friends on those teams?
Yes, sir.
You know, y'all probably with church together, Boy Scouts, something like that?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else you want to call out on their teams?
No, sir.
Coach Hurley, shake your head, boy. That's good. All right, tell us about who's the toughest guy you had to guard this year.
I don't know. I guarded some tough players. I'd probably say Jaden Davis from Dixon County.
Yeah.
He was very good.
Yeah, what is he, 6'1", 205, 6'2"?
Yeah, I remember first time we played him. First play of the game, I forgot to box him out, and he almost dunked on me, so I would never do that again.
Well, you weren't reminded that, were you?
No.
No.
Not at all.
No, not at all. Did you have? Is that that tattoo on your forehead, box out?
Yes, sir.
That says? That's what I thought it says. All right, what's one thing you're going to take away from what Coach Shirley and from his coaching this year?
Just working hard, you know, giving your all to the team every day. Family was a big motto for us, just playing together and just working hard every day. I learned a lot about defense and how defense and rebounding and boxing out, such a big aspect. It's not all just scoring. I learned that throughout the season, just working hard every day and being the best player I can be.
How's being a good basketball player going to make you a better football player?
Basketball for football or football for basketball?
Both.
Well,
unless you're playing, but I'm sorry, you walked into that
Playing in these big basketball games, I think will help me next year for football, just because being on big stages and stuff, I'll have more experience in that. And football to basketball, just toughness aspects. You know, I like guarding their toughest players, like Coach said, and just boxing out. And I'm not the biggest guy, so I have to work hard in the paint to get rebounds and just be tough.
Well, you are tough. You play well and you play hard. All right, give me the word of the day besides family from Coach Carter.
Well, his classic saying is first 4 minutes. He would say that to us at halftime every game and just come out first 4 minutes, and whoever wins the first 4 minutes wins the game. So we would always try to do that. And he always said toughness or family. Oh, you already said family. Together.
Very good. Very good. What are your plans after any plans after graduation next year? Have you thought that far in advance? Oh, sophomore.
Yes, sir.
He looks much older. Okay. Well, that's good. Then never mind that dumb question. All right, okay. That's Jake Brock. What a great job. We're gonna look forward to watching you mature and grow. Gonna watch you playing for the Bruins next fall and at James C. Parker Stadium.
Yes, sir.
On that field turf. We'll be there calling Lalo's ball game. So great job.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you being here Stroud's Day.
Thank you.
Great job. All right, Coach Shirley. Wait a minute. Who's this young man coming here?
So Griffin Burke's sitting next to me right now. I remember Griffin back at basketball camps when he was a little fella, and he would be there, and he was a sponge even back then. And, you know, just works hard, no fear at all. Just an amazing young man. Comes by, we usually talk game strategy pretty much on a daily basis is what I look forward to at lunchtime. Has made himself not just a great shooter, but also a great leader in his own way, and made himself a true point guard this year, and just really an inspirational leader and just a great young man.
No doubt about it. Here's Griffin. Great. Glad to have you today. How was dinner?
It was pretty good.
Beats my cooking, I guarantee it. All right, tell us the toughest game you had to play this year. I already know the answer.
Toughest game? Honestly, there's a couple. We had so many close games, but I'd say most mentally tough game was definitely Dixon County.
Mm-hmm.
Three overtimes, you know. Especially, so it was so stressful not ever having the ball at the end of a overtime or regulation, and just we had to rely on our defense to get a stop because we knew we weren't going to get the last shot.
Who was the toughest player you had to guard this year? Because it seemed like there was a bevy of guards out there that were.
Yeah.
I mean, our cup runneth over, as they say, with good a guard player in Williamson County.
Yeah, there was a couple tough matchups out there, or many tough matchups. Most memorable one, I'd say, probably a matchup with Rex Gaynor from Ravenwood. That's always a fun one in that big stage, too.
Yes.
And, you know, you can't give him any space because he's going to shoot it, and he can knock it down.
Have y'all been friends a long time?
We have. Well, not a long time, but over the years playing each other, we've gotten to become friends.
How tough is that playing your friends in these rivalry games, so like the Battle of the Woods and et cetera?
You know, you kind of forget about it, actually, honestly.
Good.
You're
good
once
answer.
You get on the court, you're there competing. Doesn't matter who it is. You just know you got to be in attack mode every time you step on the court.
Who's your least favorite player to play against? I can say answer. It's okay.
Anybody from Franklin?
Anybody's good. That's good. Got to keep the rivalry going. And why?
I don't know. Ever since, like, been since elementary school even, we've been playing against each other. Like, I would say my grade of guys, like, John Mason moved here until seventh grade. But John, everybody else on the team, we've been playing against those guys from Franklin since we've been in elementary school. And then since Grassland days and Berlin Middle School days, too.
How hard is that when you know they know you and you know them? I mean, you know their moves. How hard is that?
You know, it feels good when you know their moves, but at the same time, they know yours. So you kind of have to, like, find something different. And it makes the matchup more interesting because you look forward to playing these guys. You know?
Mm-hmm. And Reed Kemp's really stepped. I mean, they had Reese Glover last year who was a phenom in his own right. I mean, God bless him. I mean, I've never seen a kid shoot it from so many places, double team, triple, and seemed like the only way he'd miss is if you didn't guard him. Mm-hmm. And Reed Kemp stepped up, really, really improved in the last couple of years.
Yeah, Reed Kemp definitely, he's definitely a tough matchup. He definitely has taken on the role of kind of like Reese, mm-hmm. or similar. They both take a lot of shots, and you know they're going to take tough shots.
Yes.
And you just got to, big thing for us is staying in front of them and not let them get around the paint area.
Well, we're talking, frankly, I'll throw out one other player that I was impressed with. I loved his hustle, was Aiden Smiley.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, played hard.
I definitely think he's one of the most key players on that team.
Sounds good. All right, now, what's tell me something you learned this year that you didn't learn, that you'd never known before from Coach Shirley.
You know, before the season started, Coach Shirley and I obviously talked, and I have a big role still after going from not playing a single minute last year, almost every game, to filling in for Preston Moore.
That was quite a duty.
Yeah.
That really
it
was
a battle every day in practice.
I was going to imagine your practice about probably harder than a lot of games.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of had that. I know, Coach Shirley. Yeah, that's why you do it that way. All right. Well, also, what about what? And a new word of the day from Coach Carter. What'd you take away from him?
Coach Carter, he always knows what to say. I feel like in kind of like the moments where we're down, like at halftime or at the end of the game, we had a tough loss, how we're going to bounce back from it rather than just being down ourselves and kind of picking ourselves back up and how we can learn or how we can move on from it.
Sounds good. All right. And the word of the day? New one from Coach Carter?
There was plenty of words of the day.
Pick one they haven't heard before besides toughness and family. Yeah, I'm paying attention today.
Yeah, focus is one. Responsibility, he had that a couple times.
All right, what's the one thing that Coach Shirley said over to you that in the key game that you can say on the air? What would be the one thing he said that what was the funniest thing he said to you all year? Let's do that. What was one of the funniest things he said to you all year?
Well, there was a game we played at Overton. This was a regular season game, and I remember he called a play. I turned it over, and for about five straight minutes, he was saying, "Run the offense." he looked at me and said, run the offense. And I probably heard that. I went to sleep here and run the offense.
Well, I got three words for you. You better run the offense.
Yes, sir. I quickly learned from that one.
Sounds good. Any plans at next year after school, after high school?
After high school, I do want to try and play college basketball
at the
highest level possible.
Very good.
If I can.
Where would you like to go?
You know, I love like a place like Western Kentucky. I got a lot of family from there. After
my bride likes to hear you saying that. Keep going. Got the KU.
Yeah. Some of them are actually tuning in right now.
There you go. Well, give them a shout out.
Yeah.
Just say hi to whomever.
Hi, Nani. That's my grandma.
Well, that's good. Where's she living?
She's in Bowling Green.
She's in Bowling Green. I'm glad she's listening on radio.net or live streaming. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mason, do you have anybody? Oh, he's eating banana foot. Never mind. He's hungry now. That's good. All right. Let's ask this question. I'm having fun picking everybody tonight. What are your goals for next year?
Definitely, like Mason said, we have high expectations for ourselves, and I think obviously a goal that has been one of mine forever is making a state tournament. And last year we went, and I dressed, and it was one of the most fun times of my life, just even being a part of it. And I think it would be a goal for myself, and I think for the team, is to get back there and be able to play on that big stage.
Love seeing y'all go back, no doubt about it. That's a great stage. How much larger is that floor, Coach, than a high school floor? You remember? Sure. All I know is
10 feet. Yeah.
10 feet. All I know is you just watch the players or the girls saying they were huffing, they were puffing. They were running, a lot of running and gunning in those games. Great job. You're a fine young man. And you're an inspiration to a lot of folks where you played this year, where you kept your heart up. And And I just love watching you play ball this year.
Thank you.
Coach Carter, you're not getting off the hook. Come on. He's about to take a nap down there. He's got through eating. And wait a minute. No, bring Griffin back. One more thing. Hand him the mic. Do Coach Crawford. And he's listening. No, go ahead. Thank you.
Jake Brock, I love the Brentwood Bruins. Cade Granzo is a great quarterback.
Ron, that wasn't me. That was Griffin.
That was not Coach Shirley either.
That was not Coach Shirley. And Coach Carter just left the building. He goes, nope, I'm not going to follow that. I'm sorry. David Hughes is listening on radio.net. David, I hope you like that one too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just got a visual of Ron Crawford. He's going to sit here and he's going to tear me a new one. Then it won't be for a long, long. Let's do this. We got about 6 minutes left. Give our listeners just a quick, if you can, overview of Coach Carter, what he means to, as first of all, he's a dear friend of yours, a great coach, and what he means to these young men. And then we're going to pile on here just a second.
Yes. I felt very blessed when I made the move from living in Orlando my whole life. When I made the move up here and talked to Coach Carter about the opportunity and that I really wanted him to come with me, that he really stepped up and made the move himself from a very successful business he had going in the Orlando area. I really think the success of our program is we really care about the culture of the program, and Coach has a huge part of that as far as knowing what we want together to happen. You know, we had a great coaching staff, Coach Kelsey and Coach Kindred, Coach Fedoras. You know, those guys stepped in and, you know, they were a huge part of our program. But having a man like Coach Carter, understanding the culture of what we're trying to develop together as a coaching staff, and I give him a lot of the responsibility that he runs with, because I know that's the strength of his and that he does form great relationships with the players. It's my pleasure to introduce Coach Carter.
So she live up to that.
I don't know about that, but I'll try.
I got deep into it. It's true though. There's no doubt about it. You coach the JVs. You get them ready, and we see like Carter Patton came in, Ben Kaler. I mean, these guys ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, stepped right into the role. Just immediately. I mean, didn't look like, oh my goodness, we're going to play the big. No, they right. just stepped down and said, by God, let's go.
A lot of that goes to them as well, though. But I think that was the thought that we had of what we thought JV should be able to do, is not only prepare them, because we want to teach the language, the philosophy, the character issues, but getting them ready to be able to make that transition. And I was very proud of them, because for JV players, they played extremely hard.
Yeah, they really did.
So it exceeded what I thought we wanted to be as a JV team, or what I'd hoped it would be. They raised the bar so high. And what I was proud of, the transition from JV to varsity, they took that right to the next level. And that's the goal. That was our goal, is to have them ready. When Coach called for them or he asked who's ready, I could point to this guy and say he's ready, and this guy delivers. And these two guys did that without a doubt.
They stepped on the court, I mean, in the midst of the Hillsborough game and the McGavick game, I mean, the Independence game. Mm-hmm. I mean, when pressure was – it was pressure-packed. I mean – It was nut cutting time, and I'm telling you, they was ready to go, and they stepped up.
That was, I look back at that myself and think those earlier games that we played as a JV, some close, some not so close, but the idea of continuing to demand that they get the best that they have, whether we're up 20, down by 20, here's how we're going to play this game. And I think that transition, when you step to the big stage, they were ready for that. They've been there already. They used to. Coach's enthusiasm, because they've got that enthusiasm from me on the side of how we want to do this and why we want to do it, and this is how we're going to do it. I thought that transition for them was so easy. They stepped right in, and I was so proud of them, but they did that.
They really did. It's obvious, and my beautiful bride, Jill, pointed this out. She watched you coach in the regular season and the JV game. She goes, he really loves these kids.
Yeah.
She said he really loves these young men.
Well, I have a lot of fun with them. I ask myself sometimes, who's having the most fun, them or me? I thought
that's
really
what I'm about.
Sometimes I think it's me.
Yeah,
I enjoy them, and I enjoy being on that stage with them, and to watch them progress to me is my report card. So I have a great time with them. They are, and to their credit, they're funny as all get outdoors.
Yes.
You can see that. So they keep me charged. They make me try to do the best I can.
What's one thing you're going to take away from this young bunch here that you kind of experienced this year? You probably had never experienced before. Tough question. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I want to give it the respect that it deserves when you ask that question. What I got from them is a determination to be the best you can be without hesitation, no excuses, no barriers. I am going to be what I can be. I'm going to be the best I can be at that. Refusing to accept anything less than that. Demanding that you give me what I need so that I can be that. That infused me that every day that I meet them, I come to bring the best I can bring to help push them to the level that they want, that we want them to go to. And the level they want to go to. So that each night I have to recharge my battery. I cannot come less than what they're going to bring.
That's right.
So that was, to me, a testament to make me become a better coach, be more involved with them, demand, respond to their demand by giving them my demand that helps them get to the point they want to get to.
And I get to sit here and call a ball game and watch these young men progress from – 9th graders, 10th graders, 11th graders, 12th graders to grown men.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it from the tutelage of two men like yourself, difference makers in their lives. And what a great joy it is for me to be on my side of the fence to watch y'all, what y'all get to do on your side of the fence.
It's exciting. It's one of the best experiences I've ever had. I've worked with kids all my life at various levels in different kinds of situations. But to be on the sideline and get a chance to actually watch this game, to watch this kid do what you said earlier, to practice it, to discuss it, to train for it, then actually see it happen, is so exciting.
It is.
When, you know, you go not only from a huddle, but from way back day one, first skill drill, this is how we want to do this, here's where you're. Feet should be, your shoulders should be, your head should be. Then to go out and see in the game, see it actually take place. It's exciting. I tell you, I get really excited every time they do that. I have to calm myself down because I'm so excited to see them execute at that level.
It's great to know that they're paying attention and really,
absolutely,
really listening.
Yes.
Because they know you know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, before we go, say one quick word about your son. Is this NBA career over after 22 seasons?
22 seasons, yeah. According to him and my last conversation with him, he's affirmed that this was his last year. I saw an interview last night. I have not had a chance to speak with him yet, but his interview last night, I liked the fact that if this is it, last night was the last time, he said the one thing he liked about it, you know, he got to hit his last three-point shot. But it's been good.
It's been great.
Outstanding. And to me, what makes the reason I say that is because he's had fun. If he's had fun, it's been great.
Playing 22 years is unfathomable.
I always thought he was a durable person, but I never in my imagination thought he would do it. And here's the thing I thought that made it different. 22 years is 22 years, but to be able to play and contribute, that's different. To still be a factor. No, he's not a major factor. He's not the point of what you want to do. But he comes in, he contributes. If you look at his box scores, he may not have that many points, but he's got assists, he got rebounds, he got steals, he got blocks. Playing the game at a high level. So that was very impressive. One of the things that impressed me is that he still contributed, and he still wanted to contribute, and he was preparing himself to contribute. That says a lot.
What kind of life after NBA? Does he want to coach? Does he? That's a tough question.
Right now, I think he would be doing broadcasting. He's been doing a lot of that.
We got an opening at WAKM.
So.
All the ball key won.
I really like for him to coach because of the basketball knowledge he's picked up during his career. But what I've seen him do with the NBA and TBS and all those things, I'm afraid it's going to be broadcast, which is not a bad job. Good job.
Well, thank you. it's a great job. It's always a joy watching you work because you're not working. You're having a ball.
Fun.
You're molding young men. Young brains of mush into young men. That's what you're doing. And it's a joy watching you, and especially what you and Coach Hurley, when y'all get together, that's a dynamic duo. That's better than Batman and Robin, no doubt.
Thank you for saying that.
Sure glad to have you on here. Says you got to enjoy some barbecue today.
Thank you so much.
Coach Hurley, I'm going to let you finish up. What a privilege to coach with a gentleman like this.
you know, he always asks the players if they understand, and they all say, "Whoa, heard, understood, acknowledged," like they do in the military. Brentwood's a special place. Having the players that represent the team and coaching staff that, you know, really cares about the players is people first. I'm just really excited what the future holds.
Future looks bright at Brentwood.
Very much so.
Coach Greg Shirley, you did a great job this year. Fine young men. And you know what? They got a taste of Strauss tonight. Some of them been here before, and we're going to have them back and get to pick on them some more, and they know what to expect. They're not afraid of me. I can tell you that, because they knew my wife was sitting over there. She'd smack me if I got out of line. So great job tonight.
Thank you
for bringing these young men. They did wonderfully. And Bud Suggs on the board. Appreciate you being there tonight for Coach Greg Shirley and for Bud Suggs. This is Stormy Mitchell, and y'all stay tuned tomorrow. That's right, we're on there again tomorrow at 2:30 as the Lady Knights from Nolensville take on Macon County, the Lady Tigers. And I got to tell you something, we watched Macon County play today, and they're going to be tough. So nighttime, folks, y'all better tune in because they won't let you in. Y'all tune in right here on AM 950. We'll have the broadcast for you at 2:30 tomorrow. Appreciate y'all tuning in. This is Coach's Corner. Terry Merrill will be back next week. Good night, everybody. Good night, and God bless.
Thank you.